I am Damien. That is my advocate, Coach Sarah. How is it going?
It's going. We are recovering from this weekend, which was a lot of fun. So thank you, first of all. It's my birthday weekend, and it was a lot of fun. And so it's Tuesday now. I've been thinking it was Tuesday for like the past 5 days, but I don't know what's happening anymore. I don't know what day it is, where I'm at, or anything, but we're good. We're here. That's all I know.
And we're annoyed, apparently.
Oh, we are annoyed. As always, per usual, we are annoyed.
You more so than me, I've realized, for this one. I think you're a little bit more annoyed than I am. And that's okay, because I'm tired of being the grumpy old man that everyone makes fun of all the time. So, as many of you know, on this show, we like to talk about dating and relationships because we are both post-divorce. We are both trying to figure out this new dating mindset that people have. We are a little different in age, so we have different perspectives, just a smidge. So we like to go back and forth about these topics. But every once in a while, we come across other YouTubers that kind of pique our own interests and our own curiosities, and then we go into those kinds of discussions based on their content. Now, this comes directly from the Steve Harvey Show, what we're first going to discuss today. It came from the Steve Harvey Show, but it was covered by a couple of content creators named Abba and Preach, who we love and adore. They're so hilarious. They are hilarious. They are well thought. They have concrete facts when they speak, but they also make you laugh. And they have a very interesting perspective on dating relationships and kind of just gender and racial interactions, I guess is the best way I could phrase that.
Human interactions.
Yes, human interactions. So on their episode, they were discussing a topic of the woman is literally saying, "Where's my ring?" That is the topic of the video, the "Where's my ring?" Now, on the Steve Harvey Show, a woman took her fiancé onto the Steve Harvey Show to pressure him, asked a panel of women, and look, I'm not the biggest Steve Harvey fan. I'm glad his talk show probably isn't around as much or if at all anymore. But apparently this woman brought her husband on national television in front of a predominantly female audience amongst predominantly female panelists. And him and Steve Harvey, which seemed to be the only two dudes in the dang room, and pressured him. Why has he not put the ring on her finger? I am a man. We see this. Man, Damien. Man.
Bah.
Girl. Bah. This whole pressuring people for stuff.
Ugh.
That's gotta go on all facets. Pressuring people for any kind of title, ring, physical, we have to have a better conversation here.
Oh, Lord.
So the topic was, the story was, they had a loving relationship. He's a good man. She's a good woman. She had no complaints about the relationship other than the fact that she didn't have a ring. And then when they asked the gentleman, he says, "Listen, I am completely dedicated to my lady. I'm not going anywhere. We are building stuff together. What problem?" And they boiled it down real simply, Sarah. And I want to see if you agree with this. It's not even about the getting married part. It was because she wanted something to show off, to say, "Look what I got." Sarah, go.
Go? You want me to go? Okay. I wish I had this video. You guys should go look it up. This, first of all, they didn't even listen to the man. They did not let him finish talking. I wish I could have heard his full perspective on it. And ladies, people in general, if you want to know someone's perspective, if you want to know the answer to why, don't interrupt their answer. Good Lord, why are you going to... Don't interrupt it. You're going to ask a question and they're going to start talking. That means, you know what that means? If you ask them a question, they start answering and you interrupt it, it means you don't really give a shit about their answer. You just want your opinion heard. You don't actually care what they have to say. Right. Which is not fair. Listen to him all the way, because he started going down, you know, it's this, I'm just taking my time, you know, in society. He started saying society, there's divorce, and then it was, hold up.
Then holding the fake purse, right? Homegirl was holding the fake purse in the video.
Whatever, like, this is. Hold up. You know if you want to be with her. Why would you even want to pressure a man into giving you a ring? Doesn't that take the value of a proposal away?
Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem authentic at that point. It just seems as if you're just checking off a box.
Good Lord. Stop checking off boxes that society's put out there. Who? Why? If everything is good.
I love this. I love this because when you start... No, when you start, everything is why. I don't understand. Why? And then you get flustered and frustrated.
I don't understand. If everything's good, if you're happy, and this is what she said, we're making plans for the future of having kids. Like, we've got these big plans. Why are you trying to rush it? When you rush it, there are so many things that can go wrong.
I'm gonna let you finish.
It makes your relationship less valuable. Hold on, baby. If everything's good, everything's good. Keep it that way. You don't have to rush it. You don't have to force anything. Keep it simple.
It just dawned on me.
Stupid. Good.
It just dawned on me. With the amount of content you and I watch and ingest, the amount of red, let's say it, the Crimson Capsule content that we ingest.
Yes.
The ring is almost traditionally, we always talk about this, Sarah, traditionally, way back in 1747, men provided the resources. What did women provide, Sarah?
I want to talk to you about this.
The home, the youth, her youth, her beauty. He provides his resources and his stability. She provides her fair maidenness.
You're about to open up another can of worms that I actually want to discuss with you about. This was not on our list to discuss.
But the reason why I'm bringing this up, I'll let you get to that. But the reason I'm bringing this up is, you know what the ring solidifies, right? You know what it stands for? It stands for her getting her investment into his stuff. Because who does divorce benefit, Sarah, from a financial standpoint if you don't have a prenup?
90% of the time, it benefits the women.
I'm sorry, say that again?
90% of the time, it benefits the women. It does.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, women, I'm not going to lie about that. If you do the research and see the statistics, it benefits the women more than anything.
How many times have I told you I have talked to women who view marriage as a business decision, nothing more? Because if it all goes south... They mortgage their youth and their beauty. They got to take something.
That's stupid. That's wrong.
I'm just saying. This is what women have told me. This is what clients that I've worked with have told me. These are associates of mine back in my younger tomfoolery days have told me. Duh. And yes, Chris, I'm with you. Here's a thought. If you want a ring, how about you go buy one?
Yeah.
You got money, right? You got your own. You're an independent woman. You take care of yourself. You don't need no man, right?
That's right.
Right. I'm jumping off my horse now. I'm good.
All right. I was thinking about this earlier today. About for the beauty. And do you know how much money it costs for women to stay beautiful?
According to who?
Here's the thing. Men have this standard of beauty, right?
Most we do?
Men. Oh, yes.
I thought we all had different standards.
So they have to look basically 17 years old all the way up until they're 32, and then they've hit the wall, and then they're done.
And if you're interested in what that wall is, go back and check out last week's episode.
Am I wrong?
Yes.
Tell me how I'm not wrong.
Okay, so are we making a blanket statement? Because then we're going to run down this rabbit hole.
Oh, listen. Wait, these blanket statements... This is all this is blanket statements.
Yes, Lauren, you're right. All the money on a ring could be spent on good food.
But not from Taco Bell or Mountain Dew, Missy.
Okay, Grandma. Thanks.
Yes.
So to your point that you're trying to make here.
Okay.
First off, no one needs anyone to look less 17. No.
That was an extreme. To this look ain't 24, 25. Okay. Let's make it legal. 25 years old.
I will say this. The vast majority of American men that live in America, because we're inundated with beauty products on the television and IG models with that same one or two poses, they have it in their head, just like women, that is the beauty standard that they have to abide by.
Yep.
But that is not all men.
I know it's not all men. Just like this women getting married for the divorce money is not all women.
I didn't say that. I would never say that.
I know.
But talking about traditionally speaking.
We're talking, yes.
Okay, so to answer your question, you said how much does it cost for a woman to maintain her beauty? Please let me know this astronomical number.
Oh, it's ridiculous to have the standard, the beauty products, the makeup. You haven't. Freaking foundation, like decent foundation that just evens out your skin tone, that would cover up this BS that's on my chin, is like $50. And it lasts you a month. Then you have the eyeshadows and the blushes and all the other, the highlight and the mascara. It costs around like $400 if you're going to have decent product. It's stupid. It's stupid. It's really stupid.
But some women would counter that they don't do it for a man. They do it for themselves.
Yeah, that's bullshit. I'm sorry.
Oh, are you out here making a blanket statement that...
Yes, I did. I apologize. It can be for yourself. It can. Women can do it for themselves. Do you know how much it costs to get your hair done regularly for women?
Oh, yeah. No, my ex-wife used to tell me hers would cost $150 to $175 minimum.
$200 for mine.
Y'all wildin'.
Yeah. Every 6 weeks. Okay. There are these incredibly high beauty standards that cost astronomical amounts of money. And men don't want to pay for them, but they still want their women to look 25.
Some women want to spend their man's money, but that's beside the point, right? Lauren says, I budget shop for my makeup at Walmart. Hey, man. Whatever works.
I don't wear makeup. I'm not wearing makeup now. I don't wear makeup unless I'm like going out because of how expensive it is. And I actually, what I do, they need to sponsor me. I do a $25 subscription to Ipsy and they send me product and I just use it. I don't even try to go out and find stuff because it's so expensive. I can't do it.
Chris in the chat,
not 500.
Chris in the chat says his wife got boobs for herself. He didn't want to get them, but she got them anyway.
Yeah, well, good. Yes, she can get them for herself. But I mean, so I feel like in this area, when it comes to the wall and these incredibly high beauty standards, and women have to maintain this look and spend all this money to maintain this look so they don't hit the wall and their man doesn't leave them for a younger person. I'm questioning, like, okay, maybe it does make sense to have a man be like, okay, let me help you out financially a little bit. If you're going to invest in your beauty for me to stay young for me, then why not? I'll invest in that. I'm going to throw this monkey wrench in here because I know it's going to piss you off. I love it. Oh, who's playing Damien's advocate now?
Let me tell you real quick. First off, yes, Chris, I know you're enjoying them. He's not denying he's not enjoying his wife's boobs. He's just saying. If they don't appreciate this UGG mug, they can get the out of here. Okay, yeah. Lauren says they don't appreciate the UGG mugness. Hit the bricks. So... okay, let's have this discussion.
Okay.
Because, shite, I have been running around here for the last couple of years. Full disclosure, I'll make these dumbass commentaries like, they're looking like a person's looking like a bag lady. She looks like a grandma. She looks like she doesn't care or she gave up. How many times did we see this recently, Sarah?
How many times did we see this recently? Yesterday.
Where were we? Where did we go?
We were all over the place yesterday. Yeah. IKEA, coffee place. We were all over the place.
Okay, so Mitchell says skincare products are what we spend on. I use everything my wife does. It's a joint venture because who doesn't want a man or a woman with smooth skin? I'm okay with this.
I
am okay with this. But for people to come out here and say, like, because I have to use 20 pounds of makeup just to keep my man interested, then that's a flaw on both of y'all. That's a both of y'all problem. That's a both of you issue.
I agree.
So to what I was saying earlier, okay, I have been an ardent detractor of the I give up lifestyle. Men and women. All the time you wearing sweatpants, your hair's in a bun, or dudes wearing like grease stains on their shirt.
Right now.
Say what?
So I feel attacked, that hair in a bun comment.
All the damn time?
No. I mean, I'm...
Do the Pantene hair flip every once in a while. You good. You're fine. It's not... for instance, the other day, right? We were in IKEA, and the amount of men and women who just did not take any pride in their appearance and just looked as if they just came off a bender, rolled out of bed, and just said, F it, I don't care. Which is your prerogative. Cool. But then don't get mad when the people you're trying to go after who are taking care of themselves or looking a certain way, they're looking well-groomed, well-groomed and showered for one, they don't want you.
Yeah.
They don't want you because you look like the dude from The Big Lebowski. And might some people might like that, but the dude isn't for everybody.
Yeah. So.
Killing me here.
Here's my thing. I personally do take pride in myself. And most of it I do food and exercise, because I know that's the longest lasting way to keep my youthfulness. My whole point of even bringing this up is to start talking about these ridiculous, stupid beauty standards. Why on earth, oh, we're going to go down this trail too. Why on earth do you think all these women on these dating sites have filters on their face?
Oh, man, no, let's not even get me started that. I'm going to hold off on that because you know that's going to send the rocket of anger out in the universe here.
I know.
But okay, yeah, okay, Chris, yes, you are right. Damien walks a really fine line between the minimalistic lifestyle versus the I don't care how I look. Look, listen, 9 times out of 10, if I'm going to a bar or the arcade with all y'all, when I hang out with y'all respectively, I'd like to think no matter what I'm wearing, I look presentable.
You do. I would tell you otherwise.
Right. That's the fine line. I don't got to spend $70 for a t-shirt. That's one, that's ridiculous. I look just as good as in my regular old graphic tees as I do with my button down and my blazers. Just saying.
So it's funny you brought up that $70 t-shirt. I went on a first date once. This is a huge, huge turn off to me. I mean, this guy had money, okay? He ran some steel business or something. And he was bragging about how his shirt cost him $200 and how it's worth it because he just wanted to look good. And he was willing to spend $200 on this plaid button-up shirt that looked like
plaid.
A button-up shirt.
Plaid.
And it was a huge turnoff for me. Huge turnoff. I don't care. Why are you? Blech.
Well, no, we were talking about just the expectation of beauty in this country, in this world. That's learned, man. That is a learned behavior.
It's just like with the ring. That's a learned, I need this because that means I'm successful. I don't agree with it. I don't think you need a ring. The most important thing to me, in my opinion, is a happy, healthy relationship, ring or not. Enjoy the journey. That's the thing. People keep, we're so used to this microwave, fast paced, get in, do, we got to be top dog now instead of we're missing the journey. And next thing you know, we think we've hit it. And then we look back and we're like, what did I do? This was a bunch of crap I forced together and you missed out on the journey. And it's not what you imagined, but you're not happy like you thought you were because you didn't learn in the journey. You were forcing your way in.
That sounds aggressive.
Stop forcing things. Stop.
It goes back to our original point about forcing people to get married when they're not ready to get married. But yeah. I want to bring up a point Ian just brought up in the chat. He goes, there's all kinds of tryhards. Some try hard with expensive clothes, but there are some that also try hard with random bum look too. And back in New York, we call that the apathetic hipster look, where it costs $300 to look like a bum. And I never understood that.
Homeless or hipster? Homeless or hipster?
And I play that game, homeless or hipster. Sometimes they're both. But yes, Chris, that's also a good point. Read the room. This is America now. I want it now.
It is. That's. I'm gonna move to Costa Rica. I'm telling you, I'm out. Not on board with this.
Also, Ian in the chat, thinking it comes more down to how people feel about themselves. These people who look like they gave up maybe have. It's 2020 and depression manifests itself different ways. Yes, sir. I will grant
That's
you that.
That's true.
I will 1,000,000% grant you that.
Yeah.
And yeah. I can call myself out on my stuff. I used to clown a lot of my exes for looking frumpy more often than not, when I know they had potential to like bring out the pizzazz and the pow, 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 but they were still in that bubble of like, no, I'm not pretty. No, I'm not this. So they deprettify themselves to a lesser degree.
I can speak on that because that was me. I did not see value and worth in myself at all. I mean, that's been my past year and a half journey, is discovering my worth and my value. And I did not take care of myself because I was like, what's the point? I dressed how I felt on the inside. I did. I felt, and it was t-shirts, oversized, not even oversized because I was overweight. They're oversized now. T-shirts and shorts or leggings. I'm still a big legging person. They're just comfortable. But I dressed how I felt. I didn't feel like I was attractive. So what was the point of trying to wear clothing that was attractive? Like, yeah. Okay, so this thing that I'm wearing today, it's actually super ugly on me. It really is. It is not a flattering shape at all, but I liked it and wanted it because I felt good in it because of how it made me feel artsy. If I wouldn't have worn this, not even 6 months ago, because I was too concerned about, oh, I'm going to look bad, or I'm going to look like I gave up. But I actually feel good in it. And it's a huge part of me being okay with who I am and accepting who I am. And there's absolutely 100% a reflection of that on the outside and how I take care of myself and how I carry myself. If you see a picture of me, even just from a year ago,
right,
I look older. You see, from 2 years ago, I look like I'm 39. I look 10, 15 years older. I look super old. I'm not that old.
I've seen it.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you aren't, usually when women are dressing like that, there's something else internally going on, honestly. Probably in the relationship. It's a self-worth thing. I truly believe that.
I can call my... And Ian, yeah, you're right. The self-love is definitely the hardest thing to accomplish. That's a daily process. Self-love and acceptance is a daily process. In and out of relationships, every single day, it's a battle in that realm. And a lot of people struggle. And I will never sit here and say someone's feelings aren't valid. I will never sit here and say that what they're going through doesn't matter. I will validate that. But we come to a point where... There was an episode of How I Met Your Mother, right? Robin breaks up with Don. Huh. And then I think it was Don that broke up with her. And she just starts dressing like a trucker, a female trucker, I'll say that. And yikes. She had Cheetos in her hair. She hadn't showered in 3 days. Y'all thought that was a joke. But the amount of people I've worked with or clients who just after a breakup, they do that. That is their coping. They don't leave the house for 10 days. They don't shave a dang thing, men and women. So my goodness, that does happen indeed.
Yeah, it does. And 2020 honestly has been a shit year for everyone. Oh, yeah.
Everybody gets a mulligan for 2020.
Honestly, it really has been awful. So it's funny we're starting this now, being super judgmental of people when, everyone's coping differently. Honestly, what our coping mechanism is, Damien?
Alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Vodka.
Yes.
Vodka. So, everyone's different. I'm not sure if theirs is healthier or not, but people are coping. I'll give them that. But here's the thing. We're going to go back to this ring situation and Steve mm-hmm. Harvey.
Yes.
Because I have another point about this.
Please.
Homegirl, because this is a big deal to me, brought her man on television. Mm-hmm. She brought, I don't know how many, 40, 50 other women in that room into her relationship in that moment. And mm-hmm. Steve Harvey. And then whoever watched the show got to be a part of that relationship. Stop bringing everyone and their mama into your freaking relationship. It is don't do it. It is so unhealthy. Having a relationship, and Alvin preached to this too, having a relationship, working it out with another human being is hard enough. It's hard enough as it is. Yes. And it takes communication between you and that other person. If you're going to bring, you can't have all these other opinions coming in all the time. You're not going to know what to do. Especially if one of you is a people pleaser. Oh, stop bringing people in there. That is between you and that person. Y'all deal with it together. Oh, blah, blah. What? That's so.
So what do you say to people who mention the literal poop or get off the pot? That phrase.
Poop or get off the pot, like give me your ring or leave. Mm-hmm. If someone tells you that, you better just freaking leave. That is an ultimatum that you don't need to be partake in. They're not worth it. If they're no, go. Be like, all right, bye. They're not worth it. No, no one should be threatening you like that. That is not healthy.
I can self-diagnose and disclose the worst thing I did in my marriage was actually get married.
Oh.
We were going, and she'll tell you this.
Yeah.
We were going along, puttering along. She didn't want to get married. Actually, no, we realized before that. We realized when we went to go get the marriage license. We said, oh, why? What are we doing? Like, is this really what we want? Yes, Chris, a relationship is not a hostage situation.
No, it's not. It never should be. It never should be. Everyone has so the many freedom people, to go.
Right. The door's there. The door is right there. You don't want to be here? Go on right ahead.
I know it's scary, boo-boo. I know it's scary, but you're worth more. Go. They aren't worth it if they're threatening you. Woo, they are not worth it if they're threatening you, and everyone deserves better than that. Every single freaking last person deserves better than someone threatening them. All right, true. Then, okay, bye.
You good? You jumping off that? Mm-hmm. You jumping off that? That soapbox?
For now.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
No, I'm not.
Oh crap! Go ahead.
This is when we talk about know your worth and discovering your worth. If you're too scared to jump out of a threatening and toxic relationship right now, start discovering your worth, because it makes it easier when you realize you deserve better. And I promise you every single one of you deserves better than being threatened. And now I'm better.
Okay
there
we go. I personally don't abide by putting people on parameters, especially if I go into relationships all the time saying I don't want kids.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want children. Yep. I don't even know if I want to get married.
I don't.
When I meet people that ask me, oh, so what do you views on relationships? Well, I don't think I want to get married again, and I don't want children. But I will say this much, and we're going to get into this in our next topic, but a lot of people hide behind this banner of I'm old fashioned as a blanket statement to continue perpetuating something that 50% of society apparently is bad at, and that's keeping marriage going.
I'm old-fashioned. Nope, never mind.
You know what's an old-fashioned? The drink. That's good. The old-fashioned, the drink, is good.
Meh.
To me.
To you. You know what also is old-fashioned?
Dating.
Women staying at home, cleaning house, having kids, while the man works all day, effing the secretary.
I'm sorry. Did you watch Mad Men before you jumped on air? What are you talking about?
I love hate that show. I love hate it. No.
But in that vein of people hiding behind that way of thinking, the old school way of thinking, I'm a traditionalist, I'm old fashioned. How much of that is a cop out instead of saying, hey, maybe I can change, maybe things can be different. I don't have to do what's been expected of me back in generations to generations of failed marriages. You will I'm not even gonna go there. I'm not doing it. All I'm going to say is that if 90% of the people in your family have had bad relationships and bad marriages and they did it the old-fashioned way, don't you think you might want to change it up just a little bit? Just a smidge. That's it. Just a smidge. Do what you want, but again, half of us are really bad at this marriage thing in this country.
Yes.
There's got to be something to that.
Yep. Living example of it right here. Yep.
And yes, Chris, you did have an old fashioned this past weekend, smoked cherry vanilla whiskey. Oh, I need a text on that one. You need me to send me that so I can go looking for that.
Smoked cherry vanilla whiskey this weekend.
You had what?
I had some shots of whiskey this weekend.
Oh, I heard something completely different.
What did? Never mind.
I heard chocolate cat.
I had shots of whiskey and tequila on a Saturday night.
Man, shout out to Lauren for taking care of you while you were on the floor. Just an FYI, y'all. Sarah had fun. Sarah knew how to have fun on her birthday this past weekend.
I did not plan on drinking at all. I showed up not to drink. That was really stupid of me.
We never plan on drinking. And yet.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, I digress. A second thing we wanted to talk about today that really started to irk me here on Damon's Advocate is something that Sarah put out earlier this morning on our Instagram feed, on our personal Facebook page. And we went to IKEA yesterday. We were walking around, pretty much just seeing what we see. We got a lot of inspiration for decor, which I've never been a decor dude because I'm a minimalist. But we did come across what looked to be Nerdvana. But other than that, we saw this encasement of Star Wars figurines, right? And immediately I thought, I wonder how many women would be okay with a man having this, or how many men would be okay with a woman having this in their bedroom. And it wouldn't be a problem. And that sprung a conversation between the two of us of Sarah actually thinking it wouldn't be a problem. Where I said, I guarantee you, women are going to say, yeah, that's got to go. Like, they are automatically going to disqualify him for having that stuff in his own bedroom. There's a meme that's around where they're making fun of men who are minimalist or who just have a couch and a television in the living room and a table, and they're mocking it. And people are just like, I don't see the problem here. It's a clean living room.
That one showed me.
Yes, I don't see the problem.
I don't either.
And yes, Chris, you're right. You said about your parents. Your parents were god awful in marriage, so I can't explain mine and Teresa's. You definitely have a different relationship. You guys have a great marriage. It is. I can say from firsthand experience, it is based on admiration, love, trust, and communication. And just kudos to you, my friend.
Yeah.
Kudos to you. My parents suck at it. They got married because of Social Security reasons. That's the only reason my parents got married. No one else in my family got married successfully. I mean, you can break generational curses and all that stuff. That's fine. But back to the point. When I saw this encasement of C-3POs, of Chewbacca's, of Funko Pops, I thought, yeah, if I'm bringing a woman home, I'm not having any of that out. If it's just for the viscosity, I'm not having that out. Why would I? That's gonna kill the buns. Leave that hidden. But then as I saw the responses on your Facebook, Sarah, which got me really, really irked, I said, not to hell with that. I'm putting my stuff up.
Good.
My stuff.
Good. You put your stuff up.
Full disclosure, I got my Optimus Prime stuff all up in my bedroom. I don't care.
Did you put it all up?
Most of them. Good. Ian, if you're in a relationship because of the other person's stuff, may want to rethink that relationship. You are correct. You mm-hmm. are correct. But what we mean is that people will automatically disqualify you because you own this kind of stuff. To your point, or to your thread, Sarah, what were some of the things that popped up that kind of made you tilt your head sideways?
So there's a few things. Most of them were like, not a big deal. And then part of it, I think, comes with communication. Some people are like, I don't know if I want it in the bedroom, which I understand, like, my bedroom is supposed to be this tranquil place, whatever. If you're a single person, that's different. Like, if you're in a relationship, okay, you can have that conversation. I actually talked to someone in person, and they're like, no, never in the bedroom. Put it in the living room. Put it out for everyone to see. And I was like, okay. So there's communication. And what if you relationship now, if it's just for the viscosity, my opinion is just own that shit. But there was one person, most of the people were like, yeah, do it, like, have it out there, be proud of it, like, no, it shouldn't be something to that would affect. So someone told me definitely no, and I was like, can you please tell me why? Mm-hmm. And I want to address the response. Someone said they think it's childish, which is, if that's your opinion, that's fine. I'm not into nerdy things. The guys I have met through my life that are like that aren't adventurous and aren't usually good at socializing. They are usually introverts. They don't have enough experience in the bedroom.
That's the one I'm going to address.
Mm-hmm. And don't learn or can't learn how to be better. Honey, my response to that is go hang out at Free Play, because those are some of the best freaking people on the planet. They are extroverts. They're a lot of fun. I know, I'm going to put my stuff out here. I don't know what nerdy men you've been with in the bedroom, but they study. They know how to study, and they study until it's beaten in their head, and they know what to do. So I'm not really sure what experience you've had, but I actually prefer being with a nerdy person. It's been way more fun that way rather than some brute that is just
ugh. Well, the person that made that comment actually did reference, you know, those kinds of manly men, and yeah. She finds, and you can't help who you're attracted to sometimes.
No, you can't.
And I'm not knocking that. What I'm knocking was the blanket statement of nerdy guys aren't good in bed. Nerdy guys are introverts or aren't good at social. Yeah, a lot of us aren't introverts. Sorry to tell you, but I'm one of the most social people you can actually get to know, and. Look, I'm not gonna pat myself on the back here and be like, I take care of business in that room back there. And I'm a nerd. And what? And to Ian's point, yes, I guess it's two different questions. Is it because there's items in the bedroom, or is it because of just the items?
Some people it's the items. It's the nerdy toys was an issue. Some people it was, I just don't want clutter in the bedroom, which I get. I get that.
Yeah, clutter. I get that.
I get that. That's if relationship wise, that's a conversation you need to have. If for just the viscosity hooking up, I don't think anyone should care. I don't think anyone should care. They should just, if you're there just for viscosity, close your eyes. Goodness.
I was just gonna say that. You took it out of, well, that's role play. You just took that out of my mouth. I was gonna say, if you go on and get some in the person's bedroom, and what you're noticing is the stuff they have in it, even though you really just went there to get yours, you need to self-evaluate really fast. I'm not saying, I'm not saying don't be in a pigsty. I'm not saying don't be in a whirlwind of clutter. What I'm saying is, if you give a crap about my Funko Pops while you're on, while you're performing acts on me, then you got another thing to think about. So yeah, I caught myself. And yes, Christine, okay, she says she likes this topic. She ended a relationship just recently because of collectibles. Now, I'm curious if you could type in the chat, Christine, just let us know what specifically about the collectibles was a turnoff for you. What made you want to end it because of it? I'm just curious.
Yeah, purely and curious.
Yes, Chris, nerds are in. We are in. It is finally our time. It is finally our time to thrive.
There was another comment that kind of irked me a lot. And it was, dating, it's fine. Marriage, not. Oh. What?
Go ahead, because you know I'm going to jump in on this. Go ahead.
Why are you expecting someone to change after marriage is my question.
We've talked about that too, yes.
Why? That's a problem. I feel like that is a major problem to be like, oh yeah, this is fine. But once you put a ring on it, and we sign the paper, and now half of your stuff is mine. That's gotta go. That's not okay.
Okay, the other way. The guy didn't like Christine's collectibles. Oh, ooh, interesting. Interesting.
So men have preferences on that?
Yes, because I can tell you, back in the day, a woman had those, I was seeing, had those creepy porcelain dolls with the blank expression as if they're going to come to life and kill you in your sleep.
Yeah.
I walked myself out.
Yeah.
I walked myself out.
Okay. Yeah. I'll be honest. If a guy that would be a killer for me too.
Those stay with me, play with me dolls.
No, I get in the bedroom. Yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem for me as well. I'm not gonna lie, that would scare me. That's just a fear thing. It's not like a, you know, like stamp collection's not gonna bother me. That the porcelain dolls, yeah, that one would freak me out. I'm not gonna lie.
All right. So Ian says someone who's taking care of that stuff and putting it in a menagerie knows how to take care of things. Now, whether or not they take care of their significant other is a whole other thing. This reminds me of the comic book character Toy Man or Doll Maker, where they have all these toys and dolls, but that's their love. You know, that's psych disassociative disorder. We can get into that another day, but I can see why some people might have that preconceived notion that collectibles equal creepy and weird. For instance, in the movie The 40-Year-Old Virgin, he had all those collectibles, right?
That's weird.
And then I believe she convinced him to sell his stuff for the money because it was worth six figures or almost close to seven figures. Now, my oldest brother, I love him to death. He is a horror movie connoisseur. His wife knows she is not winning that war. She has not won that war ever. She will never win that war of him getting rid of his horror figures. And he's 52, by the way. And she don't care.
That's because that was the part when you got married, you're like, all right, that's part of who you are. Cool. Don't make them.
Right.
Don't make them.
So Christine says that she collects Harry Potter, Game of Thrones, Beauty and the Beast, Marvel, and Reborn Babies. I'm assuming you mean Beanie Babies because Reborn Babies sounds a little odd. Is that a thing?
Reborn. Oh, is that like the real looking babies? The Reborn Babies?
Oh, real born baby. Oh, yeah.
That one probably creeped Damien out. I love Game of Thrones.
Never seen it, never will. Continue.
I am the mother of dragons. So,
With a gnarly dragon shirt, right.
Huh?
With your dragon sweater thing there, whatever that is.
Dragon? Sure, no. I'll accept it. got me all excited.
Whoa. Not that kind of show, homie.
Not that kind of excitement.
Okay, one, he claimed I knew nothing because I'm a Marvel fan and I hated that he would touch my stuff and try to hold my collectible babies. Why are you hiding your face, Sarah? Yep, I was waiting for that. Once an episode where Sarah does this. Go ahead. What is this now?
What? Why does everything have to be a comp? That's gatekeeping. Oh, you don't know enough. You know nothing. That's gatekeeping. That's gatekeeping. That's stupid.
We've talked about this. That's a different show. Gatekeeping is a different show.
I don't care.
We'll people call deal for that.
People do it in relationships. I know more than you. No.
Wait, what was that about gatekeeping relationships? What is that?
People will gatekeep in relationships. Oh, you're not good enough. I know more. It's like I'm the bigger person in this relationship. How much you want? If you are competing in your relationship, that's stupid. It is stupid and unhealthy. All of this is a freaking competition. Oh, women are worse than men. Men are worse than women. Stop competing. Stop competing in general. It's not
we're competing to be the worst.
The better. That's what he was saying. Oh, you don't know enough because you like Marvel. That's why does that make you feel more like a man? I'm sorry.
Ian says, damn, Damien not down with the Khaleesi. No, I am not down.
You're not down with the Khaleesi? I don't even know who that is. Oh, it's my girl.
Is that the dragon lady with the blonde hair?
Khaleesi is queen, sir.
Whatever, man. Yes.
And she was an actual queen.
Not these women pretending to be queens?
No, she was an actual queen. All right. I went nerdy for a second.
That's fine. Okay, but here's the thing. I know you well. I know you really well. You're one of my best friends in the universe. Yes. But I know if a dude is interested in you, right? They're going to have to know that you like this stuff. It's got to come. So the question here is when does this stuff come out? Do you bring it up early? Do you hold off on it? Or in my case, you wouldn't know it unless you talk to me or come over. You'll see, my Optimus Prime stuff. You wouldn't know unless you had a conversation with me about it.
It's a journey. It's a journey. When the time is right, it's right. That's why you don't rush shit. It's why you don't rush things, because you're going to miss steps and you're going to miss things about this person that maybe affect your relationship. I let my nerdiness out pretty easily and pretty quickly. That's just me. I am pretty open and I lay it out on the table all the time. Like, this is who I am. Take it or leave it, bye, kind of thing. For the most part. I mean, there's stuff that I don't put it all out there right away. Because there's stuff I don't like to revisit often. But and that's where this is a process. This is a journey. And it's not, where's my ring kind of thing. This is a process. Let the nerdiness out. I let it out early. That's who you are, especially if it's something that's like a huge part of your life. Like, Marvel's a huge part of my life. I love it's great. When I get upset and sad and I need to escape my world, I go into the MCU, and I don't hide that ever.
For me, that's a coping mechanism. Yeah. For me, when I'm feeling really down, really low. The other day, I even went to go watch The Suicide Squad. I said, really, wow, is this as bad as I remember it being? And it wasn't, but it was a coping mechanism because I said, okay, this is important to me. Let me get lost. It's like reading a book. Let me get lost in this world. Let me just enjoy my time. I may be present for it. And let me enjoy. I'm not yucking someone else's yum. All I'm saying is that a lot of people want to make these demands on things that are considered healthy by some or by most, these hobbies, these interests. Mm-hmm. They're not smoking crack. They're not on meth. But you're going to disqualify someone because they like Game of Thrones? Or because they like tuna instead of grilled chicken? I don't know. Give me something dumb. That's what this sounds like.
This people goes back to disqualify the people for less.
This goes back to the conversation we had about height, right? Goes back to the height thing. Oh, she's 5'2", but she can't date anyone under 6 feet tall. Well, I'm sorry, I don't date anyone over 130 pounds. One of us can change those things. One of us can't.
Well, that's like the age preference.
Right. Take your age divided by 2, add 7? Right, cool.
I don't know, but... Oh, I don't date anyone over the age of 20.
Who said that?
A lot of men.
Oh.
The actor you brought up? I only date 20-year-olds.
Oh, what's his face? Leonardo DiCaprio only doesn't date above 25, traditionally.
I'm gonna age preference. Once you're out of that, bye.
So Christine says, she goes, my thing is, if he would have asked me why I collect certain things, it would have given us more to talk about and be able to know more of each other and about me. And he didn't. He just assumed he knew what I was about just because of what I was collecting.
There's the problems right there. The assumptions. That's the problem. Assumptions. Because Game of Thrones, I will tell you, the Khaleesi, Game of Thrones, there's a reason I love that woman. They're 100%. There's her storyline hits hard with me and my story and who I am. And I draw inspiration from her and her story. And I love her. I love that woman, this fictional character. Okay.
Right.
But if you're just going to assume that I'm some geek and just don't know how to socialize because I watch Game of Thrones, you're wrong. You made the wrong assumption.
Ian, this is a good point, by the way. People are going to be pickier these days because the pool of people to meet are huge nowadays. Imagine if your parents had dating apps instead of just knowing the people in their towns or where they lived. And I think that's a topic I want to tackle on a separate show.
Yeah, because let's do that.
Because the dating pool and the amount of depth in the dating pool isn't as wide as people make it out to be. That's something I definitely want us to talk about, especially in the days of Tinder and Bumble. And I remember the days of eHarmony. You know, eHarmony, things like that. OkCupid, shoot. People using Mi Gente and Black Planet when I was in college as a dating app. Now it's the bored culture of swipe left, swipe right. I don't like his nose. I don't like her hair. I don't like the fact that she eats organic food. I don't like the fact that he doesn't know how to change a tire. Things of that nature.
It's silly. Yeah, let's do a whole nother episode on that one, because that's a good one.
And I think that's a good time for us to put the kibosh on this episode. If there are any last second things you want to get off your chest?
No, that's the main one. I got most of it off. But I do want to say, guys, go follow us specifically on YouTube. Go like, subscribe, get the notifications, because we want to do more on that platform that we can't do on stuff like Facebook. And I don't even know the other platforms because I'm not that cool. But you can watch us on Facebook, but start subscribing and liking us on YouTube, please.
Yeah, you can find the Damon G Show in general on YouTube. So we have a separate thing under that for this particular show. So if you could rate, like, subscribe, all that good stuff, I would greatly appreciate it. We have a lot of fun doing this. This is a lot of fun for us, usually around this time of day. But as always, you can find her at Coach_Girl Friday on Instagram, myself at Damon G Show on all social media platforms. Thank you for everyone tuning in on Facebook, YouTube, as well as on Periscope and on Twitch at Damon G Show. And remember, kids, without you, there is no us.